Of course, we talk basketball on the Cheryl Reeve Show, but we also like to talk about other things and pull the camera back a little bit. And I was thinking today, Cheryl, this in some ways, this feels like a golden age of women's sports. You have Simone Biles is probably the greatest athlete in the world. Venus Williams is probably the greatest tennis player of all time. We see ratings rising. We see more and more women's sports on television. And then you see the college softball championships. And they've gotten good ratings, and they're playing at 2 o'clock on a Thursday. I think that's exactly the easy. And that's the thing, is that we're at a point now where it doesn't take much intelligence to just fix some really basic things. You could play that on a Friday night or a Saturday night; it would probably get double the ratings. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I think largely because the decision makers at the NCAA level are treat women as an afterthought. And I think there are people that are fighting the good fight for the women and have for a long, long time, but it falls on deaf ears or they're dismissed. And, and then there's no forward thinking with regard to women's sports. And I've said this for a long time, it's bad business. And like you said, why would you not put yourself, with your best foot forward? Why would you not do that? You can't see the popularity of what's happening. And so I think it's, you know, the decision makers, it's their own biases, and it's how they think about women's sports. They're not seeing the larger picture about the momentum that women's sports has and that people are tuning in.
And I'm getting ready to go to the Olympics. It looks like it's actually going to happen. Rachel Blount and I will be going to Tokyo to cover. And we talked about this last Olympics round. Simone Biles, if she never competed again, she'd already be one of the great athletes of all time. It is remarkable to see her maintaining her level and her dominance, even at an advanced age. Gymnastics is not a sport that treats people kindly when it comes to reaching any kind of chronological maturity. And I still remember seeing her in Brazil and being sitting in the mezzanine and watching her floor routine. And she was basically leaping up to my eye level. And she just, I can't wait to see her compete.
Mind blowing. I've talked to people. Watching Olympics on TV is one thing, and Jim, from having been there and in person, Olympic athletes are absolutely incredible. And then you think about, it's like you said, Simone Biles, best athlete of all time. So not only an Olympic athlete, but just just in another universe. It is absolutely, it's mind-boggling, I think, the talent that exists. And, these are things I cannot relate to. I could never have the grace, athleticism. But seeing it on TV is one thing. I think there is a great appreciation. But, man, you're one lucky one who can actually witness these Olympic athletes up close and personal, especially Simone.
This is the Cheryl Reeve Show, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. You can follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod to see all of our shows as they are released. Best way to listen, though, is to subscribe at your favorite podcast app. It's free and it's easy. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks also to our sponsors, Rudy Luther Toyota, Successful Marketing Group, and Cara Quinn, your local realtor, CaraQuinnRealtor.com. Any thoughts about the Washington game? You know, it just looked like the rare game where your team just wasn't really flowing.
Yeah, of course, I have a lot of thoughts about it. Yeah. How many of those I can actually share? I use the word disappointing. It was a little bit unexpected, I think, because we had sort of grabbed a hold of our identity and I thought we were ready to take that show on the road. And I think the players understood that we just didn't quite bring it at a high enough level to win a hard game on the road and missed opportunities sort of thing. And, again, this is all part of the journey of bringing it all together. I know that we'll get back to work. It's just, as competitive as most of us are, sometimes it's hard, I think, to, let a game like that go, that you go. I think clearly that if we play like we've been playing, that's another opportunity to win a game. And when you come out of the gates a little bit behind, I think you need those games. And so, probably a missed opportunity there for us. And that's not to slight the way Washington played. I thought Washington played with a level of desperation that was necessary to win a game in this league. And unfortunately, our desperation sort of ebbed and flowed through the game. We didn't get the job done on the road.
And Tina Charles is still a very good player.
She is. I think it's her fourth 30-point game. I thought we were ready. I thought that we made her earn some of them, but not enough of them. Give her credit for how she prepared herself to return. It is not easy to miss a season in the league and then come back and be at the top of it. Both she and Jonquel Jones have done an incredible job of being ready to get right back into it at a high level. And I'm not close to Tina, so I don't know her sort of her story and her routine. I just know how much has been said by Mike Tebow about the way that she's prepared, and then, you know, preparation shows. And she's, you know, she's somebody that I, you know, that's why I think that it worked well for the two of them to reunite. The Mike Tebow Tina Charles pairing is a very good one. And yeah, I mean, she's been incredible.
I don't know if there's something you can talk about or not. I think somebody on your team, it might have been Natalie, tweeted out something about being fully vaccinated. Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah, I think what you know, on the inside world here in the WNBA for the teams, for a team to be fully vaccinated, there's a certain threshold that we have to meet. And so that's what she was referring to, that we've met our threshold without kind of getting into, you know, like who is, who isn't, that sort of thing. But we've met our threshold. And so that means now we get to, you know, participate in other things that we couldn't before. One of them is we can get down to traveling in one bus. we had to travel in two buses. That's a big thing. One of the big ones we were excited about. And, you know, just different things that, you know, makes their lives a little bit easier as we, you know, continue to navigate the protocols.
And what is it like on the inside right now? Can you all sit down and eat a meal together? Are you still wearing masks? What do practices look like? You know, what is life like now?
Well, that's part of the threshold, meeting the threshold with regard to mask wearing. When we're in our facility together, we don't have to wear masks. And then I think the meal situation is evolving. You know, there is still some concern about, you know, sort of being served, you know, in our players' lounge all together. We're not quite back to that. We are permitted to eat the food in the facility now. Before, we were not. So now we have little stations that we can eat at that are, you know, that are distanced in a way that the league is happy with. So, yeah, there's, you know, you could eat on a bus now if you took a bus. For example, we were in Seattle. We took a bus following the game, and we had food on board the bus. You know, prior to that, we couldn't do that. So, yeah, there are just different things like that. I'd say the overall, we've you know, significantly different than before. We are still being tested every day. You know, with two swabs, the throat and the nasal. You know, there's still point of care testing going on. If you're not vaccinated, which means you have to be tested before you can be permitted to join activities around the team, and you have to have the result back before that can happen. We're tested on the road, you know, so road life is, you know, you have to account for leaving, you know, the time to do those things, which we've not had to do before. And we'll probably likely be doing those things throughout the remainder of the season.
We do appreciate everyone who listens to this show and this network. We continue to set, you know, internal records for number of listens, continue to add to our sponsor list and our reach, and continue to add great people to the network. As you know, we have great people throughout. We probably have the best lineup in Minnesota sports. We have Cheryl, we have John Millay, John Krasinski, Anthony LaPanta, Michael Russo, Roy Smalley, Lavelle Neal, tons of outdoor content, and we keep adding cool people. So, hey, thank you for helping this be a success. And of course, we wouldn't be doing so well without our longtime sponsors. I want to thank Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
And of course, we want to thank Glory Ramsey and Successful Marketing Group, SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com.
Hey, Glory here with Successful Marketing Group. As you know, I work with local businesses, and right now, I'd love your help in supporting local Twin Cities restaurants. This month, I'd like to spotlight Day by Day Cafe. They've been a St. Paul institution since 1980. My daughter and I have been going there for almost 20 years. They're family-owned and loved for their scratch kitchen breakfast and magical outdoor patio with koi pond. Oh, and their new wood-fired pizzas are a big hit. Go to my Instagram at Successful Biz Owners for more info on them.
And we want to thank another longtime sponsor, Kara Quinn. You can find her at karaquinnrealtor.com. That's C-A-R-A-Q-U-I-N-N realtor.com. And she knows the market is changing constantly. And right now we are in one of those periods where it is a seller's market. But if you're a buyer, you got to have somebody who can navigate the seller's market for you. Kara can help you find the right place to live. She appreciates architecture. She appreciates neighborhoods. She's an expert on the best places to live. She lives what she works. If you go to KaraQuinnRealtor.com, which is a beautiful website, by the way, her slogan is right there: love where you live. So I would start, if you are interested in buying, selling, or just educating yourself on who you might want to work with when the time is right, I would go to KaraQuinnRealtor.com, and you'll find out everything you need to know about Kara. And we'll highlight some other aspects of her career in the coming weeks. So KaraQuinnRealtor.com. After you swept Atlanta, Caleb McBride was talking about the winning culture, the championship culture with the Lynx, and it being one of the reasons she wanted to come to Minnesota. And it really sounded like, obviously, you've got the four rings and the organization has all kinds of accolades. It almost sounded like she was also trying to point out that your assistant coaches are all very accomplished as well. I thought this might be a good time to just kind of talk about what different roles your different assistants might play under you.
Yeah. And it's actually interesting. I think those that watch and sort of know the personalities of a Katie, Planette, Rebecca, and I'll include Ashley, who's our video coordinator, who has a on-court role, player development. Each of the players, we certainly try to focus on by position. And so Katie largely is focused on perimeter players. Planette and Rebecca sort of share the forwards. And when sort of assigning the players, the personalities of the coaches and their strengths and what I think that player needs to evolve in is what leads to the matchup of those coaches. But from a personality perspective, I think players really appreciate, we said this before in the bubble, I think when they first got together and this was this badass staff seeing for the first time. And I know when I would see pictures, I just would get goosebumps. I'm like, that's a badass staff, that I have around me. And it's just empowering to me. And, I think that, as that has evolved and they've settled into coaching roles, it is really interesting to see the ways in which they teach, the things that they are seeing in game, that they're able to communicate to players. It is incredibly valuable because they have done it. And I can just go to Rebecca and say, remember that time when this was our scheme? This is what I need you to teach so-and-so to be able to do. And we got to do it like now. Katie, my experiences with Katie, have in the ways that I had a chance to coach her in Detroit, where she was playing out of position for Bill. And, Bill wasn't really big on getting into the details, and Katie wanted details. And so I was the one that, would sort of help her through difficult moments in the game and give her play calls to think about and, think about some of the details that Bill didn't want to do. Well, Katie is now doing that and recognizes, knows how she felt and what was needed. And so like when we put someone like an Ariel Powers as a lead guard, or even when we're coaching our point guards a certain way, Crystal Dangerfield, who's got more of a scorer's mindset, or Alaysia, who is new, Katie's been really valuable in that way. So, it's powerful for me, to be able to, look left, look right, and have all these players around me, that have such a passion for coaching, have a passion for teaching these players. They love these players. They love the game of basketball. And, it's been a lot of fun for me. And I hope the players too.
We're talking here on Thursday afternoon. Any update on Powers and her injury situation?
Evolving, it's a hamstring. Those things, it's a mild situation from what I understand at this point. So, these couple days, I know that she's worked her tail off, her and Chuck, Chuck's been kind of the rabbit, for Ariel to try to push, to push her, the workout's been intense. I am quite sure that Ariel is going to be very, very eager to return to basketball on court work and get away from Chuck Barta. I am sure of it.
Simone Augustus coming back to Minnesota. First time since she departed the Lynx. Any thoughts on that event?
We're playing the LA Sparks. Okay. And Simone is a part of the LA Sparks. And we'll be looking forward to you know, that night to, you know, compete and try to win a home game. And just so happens, you know, I know our fans will be excited, and as they should be. But for me, our team will be excited, and they'll show their appreciation for Simone. But at the end of the day, we're trying to win a basketball game.
Any thing you can tell us about the Ann Bancroft Foundation annual fundraiser that I see you guys promoting on Twitter these days?
Yes, very exciting. Their annual celebration is tonight, actually. And Ann Bancroft is one of my idols, if you will. Absolutely incredible expeditionist that has been to places in this world and done things and has shown perseverance. And her she's got a book. So her journey is incredible. Her personal journey is absolutely incredible, and worth the read. And then what she's doing now in the way that she's giving back to young girls, and you know, who otherwise may not have opportunities. And so I think it's incredible to support our youth girls in ways that provide opportunities, show them what's possible, and help them, you know, get to that place where they believe they can change the world. And through Ann Bancroft's work and the, you know, the folks that are there at the foundation and its board and the ways that they support. And, you know, Planet Pearson is actually on their board now. Carly Knox is on their board, who's our president of business operations. So I think this is just an incredible organization for us all to be partnered with. And I would encourage, those to visit the Ann Bancroft Foundation website and look at the ways in which they can support. There's a really cool partnership with the Lynx where we're offering the ability to bid on some really impressive items that include a suite and some other signed items. And so just a great organization. And I think that if you can support anything at all, would be really helpful.
Cheryl's on a tight schedule today. Any final thoughts, Cheryl, before we let you go?
Wow. Well, you know, I could share a little bit about why the little bit tighter schedule today. I have an opportunity, really honored to be a part of a panel that we'll be talking about transgender athletes. And there's a documentary that I would love for listeners to check out. It's on Hulu. It's called Changing the Game. And it features transgender athletes and their stories. And it's something that I think that, as I'll say on this panel, that, it's mind-boggling how we can't step outside of ourselves and understand another person's journey, and how incredibly painful it would be for a person to not be able to live your authentic true self. And this documentary was really powerful. I'll have a chance to be on a panel with a few that starred in the documentary. And I just want everyone to open their mind, step outside of themselves, and be kind. And equality is for everyone. You know, it's not for the privileged. The equality is for everyone.
Good stuff, Cheryl. Thank you. Good luck on Saturday. And we're probably not going to do a show next week. We'll resume the Cheryl Reeve Show the following week. Thanks to everyone who listens to TalkNorth.com.